And after the business trip that he came back from Konigsberg, and he went to Moscow, and he went to Vitebsk, and he came back to Liozne, he gives the beautiful golden snuff box with jewels, or however fancy it was, to the Alter Rebbe. And the Alter Rebbe opened up the package, and he looks at the snuff box, and he has a big smile. And he says, "Thank you so much for this gift. I appreciate it. But this is also not exactly what I had in mind." So the Kinalach, we understand that something else has to be the gift for the Alter Rebbe, but the Alter Rebbe is not saying what he wants. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we will continue. Kinalach, the Chassid prepared himself to go now on a new business trip to the city of Konigsberg. And he went into the Alter Rebbe for a bracha, as he always did. And the Alter Rebbe gave him a nice bracha to be successful on his trip. And as he was leaving, the Alter Rebbe said a very interesting thing. He said, the Alter Rebbe asked a question to the Chassid. He says, "By the way, when you go to Konigsberg, do you ever go to the theater? Do you ever go to the theater in Konigsberg?" Now, this Chassid hardly even knew what a theater was, much less did he ever go into a theater. And the Chassid thought to himself, "Why is the Alter Rebbe asking me, did I ever go to a theater?" But if the Alter Rebbe is asking him, it must mean that for whatever reason, the Alter Rebbe must want him to go to a theater. Now, who knows what a theater is? Anybody knows what that is? This kid put up his hand, all of a sudden, boing, like a lightning. What is a theater?
It shows that a video is coming up.
Anybody else know what a theater is? Let's see what this key. Well, let's see what these kids come out with now. What is a theater?
It's something that when the video comes out, you could hear it before it.
Okay. What else? What do you know the theater is?
It's a concert place.
Oh, that's a good answer. A concert. It's a building where they have concerts. Okay. Anything else a theater is?
A place where you watch movies.
Anybody else want to say what a theater might be? Who knows what a theater is? This Chassid hardly even knew what it was. A theater. What's that? He knew it was some kind of a building. What's a theater? Let's see if anybody knows. Who really knows what a theater is? Here's a kid. What's a theater?
A place where they make puppet shows.
Oh, that's good. A place where they make puppet shows. Isn't that sweet? Okay? Now, this Chassid, well, he didn't maybe have time for puppet shows and stuff like that. What's a theater? Here's the boy with a big funny smile on his face.
Nothing.
Okay. Kinalach, a theater is a big building, or maybe even a small building, and over there they have different kinds of shows, or concerts, or like one boy says, puppet shows, or maybe other kinds of shows. And you go over there for entertainment, to have a nice time. Now this Chassid was never in a theater in his life. He had no interest in going to a theater for a show. Now we are talking actually about not a Jewish puppet show for Hanukkah or Purim or something. But when you're asking about a theater, it's usually a Goyisha theater with Goyisha shows. And this Chassid never went near such a place. Now, the Alter Rebbe asks, "Did you ever go to a theater?" The Chassid knew that when he goes to Konigsberg, he is going to go to the theater. Or else, why would the Alter Rebbe ask? And so, he made the long trip from Liozne to Konigsberg. And he gets there in the evening. And he goes to somebody in the street, And the chassid goes to somebody in the street and he says, where is the theater in Königsberg? And the man says, which theater do you want? Well, you know, a theater. Well, over there, that's a theater. In fact, that's the biggest theater in Königsberg. See that building over there? Oh, okay. And the chassid now goes to the big building, the theater building. And there's a line of people lined up in front of the theater. And he goes to somebody in the back of the line, is this the line for the theater? Yeah, this is the line for the theater. Okay. And the chassid is now standing in line. He doesn't exactly know why he's standing in line, exactly what happens, but the line is in front of the theater, so obviously he's got to stand in this line. And as he gets closer and closer to the door of the theater, there's some kind of like a glass window, and there's a man on the other side, and he sees people giving him money, and he's giving them something when they give him the money. And he asks somebody in line, how come they're giving that money to the man in the window? And the person says, well, you give money and you get a ticket. A ticket for what? Well, the theater. You got to go into the theater, you get a ticket. Oh, okay. You give money, you get a ticket. Okay. So the chassid's turn comes. It came the chassid's turn to come to the window. And the man behind the glass says, what kind of a ticket you want? Oh, I'd like a ticket for the theater. Well, of course you want a ticket for the theater, but what kind of a ticket you want for the theater? Well, the chassid says, what kind of tickets you got? I don't know what kind of tickets you got. Well, if you want a cheap seat and sit way in the back and you can hardly see or hear, it's a cheap price. If you want to sit in the middle, it's more. If you want a really good seat, you have to pay the most money. Well, this chassid doesn't exactly know exactly how a theater is inside, but he thinks to himself, if I'm doing something for the Alter Rebbe, I should do it the best way. How does a person do a mitzvah? A person does the best way, right? Well, the chassid thought, I'll get the best ticket, because I'm trying to do something for my Rebbe, I'll do it in the best way. So he says, give me the best seat in the theater. The best seat? Oh, okay, you want to pay for the best seat? I'll give you the best seat. And he said the price. Now this chassid, Baruch Hashem, had enough money that he didn't have to get a cheap seat. So he paid money for a seat in the best part of the theater. And he got this ticket, and he goes inside, and there's people inside that help you to go to your seat. And they take him now to the place in the theater where in the regular part you have rows of seats and people sit next to each other. The best seats are by themselves in a special booth, it's called. Not a tooth, but a booth. Like a special private little place. You have your own beautiful seat and you're not sitting next to anybody. And it's like almost like a little room by itself that opens to the theater. It's not a closed up room. It's kind of like an open little sectioned off place. You have your own private place and a beautiful, nice, comfortable seat. And the chassid now sits back in the seat and he's very comfortable and he's very tired from his long trip and he falls asleep in the theater, even before the show starts. He didn't even know what show it was. He didn't care. All he knows is that he wants to go to the theater because his Rebbe asked him that he go to the theater and he wants to do something for his Rebbe. What's he going to do? He doesn't know. All he knows is he's going to do something in the theater. He falls asleep. Kenalach, the show started. The chassid was sleeping. The show went on, the chassid was sleeping. The show finished and everybody applauded and clapped, and the chassid was sleeping. Everyone left the theater, the chassid was still sleeping. He slept through the whole thing, he was comfortable in his chair. Amachaya, agit the shluf, agit the shluf. And all of a sudden, now the chassid wakes up because somebody is tapping him on the shoulder. He looks up, He sees a man. This was the cleaner man, the janitor who takes care of the theater when people leave. He's cleaning up the theater. He says, "Hey, mister, you fell asleep in your chair. It's time to leave. How was the show?" The chassid says, "What show?" "The show in the theater." He says, "I don't know, I didn't see it." "What do you mean you didn't see it? You pay for the most expensive seat in the theater, you didn't see the show?" "Yeah, I didn't see the show, I don't even know what show it was. I had a good sleep." "You pay so much money for the best seat and you come and you sleep, you don't even care what kind of a show it was?" "Well, I took a long trip, I came today on a business trip, I was very tired, and Baruch Hashem, I had a good sleep." "Oh yeah? A long trip, huh?" And he sleeps in the theater. "Where are you coming from?" "I come from a faraway place called Liozne." And the janitor says, "Oh, Liozne. I know somebody in Liozne. I wonder if you know him." "Well, let's try. It's not such a big place." "Well, I know Rabbi Zalmanke." "Rabbi Zalmanke? Wait a minute. You don't mean the Alter Rebbe, my Rebbe, do you? His name is Shneur Zalman." "Oh yeah, that's what I mean. The Alter Rebbe. I call him Rabbi Zalmanke. Or just Zalmanke." Nekin Alach, the chassid was very surprised. First of all, this is the cleaner man in a theater. And he is calling the Alter Rebbe Rabbi Zalmanke. Now, Zalmanke is like a good buddy, like you would call a good friend, somebody very close to you, like you're very, very close and friendly with them, you call him Zalmanke. Now, a chassid, first of all, would never call his Rebbe by his name. Out of covet, out of honor, he would just say his Rebbe. And even if he would say the name to somebody, he would say with great respect the name Shneur Zalman, if for whatever reason he's saying the name. But to say Zalmanke, like a good friend? And this janitor was not making fun, Chas v'Shalom. He really meant, like out of love, to call the Alter Rebbe Rabbi Zalmanke. And the chassid was so surprised. "You mean you know the Alter Rebbe?" "Yeah, I know the Alter Rebbe." "And why are you in the theater if you're not seeing the show?" He says, "Well, the Alter Rebbe asked me if I had ever been to the theater, and I'd never been to one, so I thought I'd come." "Oh, that's interesting." "Shh." And the chassid asks the cleaner man, the janitor, "What's your name?" He says, "My name is Carl. My name is Carl. Now I'll tell you what. Could you do me a favor?" The janitor says, "When you go back to Liozne, could you please go in to Rabbi Zalmanke and tell him that Carl sends regards? My name is Carl, and please tell him that Carl says hello. Can you please do that for me?" And the chassid says, "Oh, I would be glad to. Sure." And the chassid leaves the theater and he does his business in Königsberg. Finally, he goes back all the way, of course, to Moscow and to Vitebsk and back to Liozne, and he does all of the business things, and he goes to the Alter Rebbe and he tells the Alter Rebbe. The chassid goes into the Alter Rebbe when he goes back to Liozne and he says, when I was in Königsberg, I went to the theater because you had mentioned to me, you had asked me if I had ever been to the theater, because you had asked me if I had ever been to the theater, so I went to the theater. And I met somebody over there. Actually, he was the janitor, the cleaner man of the theater. And he asked me to say hello to you when I come back to Liozne. And he said, please tell the Alter Rebbe that Carl sends regards, that Carl says hello. Now, Ken Alach, as soon as the Alter Rebbe heard this, he had such a big smile on his face. He was so happy. a bigger smile than by the first snuff box gift, and a bigger smile than by the second snuff box gift. And all of a sudden, the Alter Rebbe got so excited. And he says, "This is the gift that I had in mind. Thank you. This is the gift that I wanted." You say that Carl says hello. This is a wonderful gift. And of course, the chassid is thinking to himself, better than gold and better than an expensive snuff box, he gets a hello from Carl, the janitor of the theater in Königsberg. Something very interesting is going on here. Shh. Kinnelach, the Alter Rebbe said to the chassid, the next time you go to Königsberg, please make sure to let me know, because I would like to send with you a package for Carl. I want to send a package to Carl. Kinnelach, soon afterwards, a few days later or weeks later, whenever it was, the chassid had to go again to Königsberg on business, and he goes into the Alter Rebbe for a bracha, and of course the Alter Rebbe had wanted to send a package to Carl. And Kinnelach, the Alter Rebbe, takes out of his desk a little package, and he says, please give this to Carl when you go to Königsberg, and make sure that before you leave Königsberg to come back, you will pick up the package from Carl. You'll give it to him when you go, and make sure he gives it back to you when you come back. Okay. The chassid, of course, has no idea what's inside the package. It's wrapped up with brown paper. But, Kinnelach, he travels again all the way to Königsberg. And again, he goes to the theater. And, of course, again, he buys the ticket for the most expensive and nicest seat. And he goes to the most beautiful, nice seat in the theater. And he sits down and he falls asleep before the show because he's tired from his trip. And he misses the whole show. And he wakes up at the end of the show, after everybody left. And who is waking him up, tapping him on the shoulder? Who do you think is waking him up?
Chandler.
What's his name? You know his name?
Carl.
Carl is waking him up. Carl says, wake up! The show is over. Oh, it's you. Hello there. I remember you from Liazne. Did you give regards to Rabbi Zalmanke? And the chassid wakes up and he says, oh, Carl, good to see you. The Alter Rebbe was very happy to hear from you. And he sends this package. And he took out from his bag a brown paper wrapped up package with string. And inside was who knows what. It wasn't big. And he gives it to Carl, and he says, the Alter Rebbe asked me that I should give it to you, and before I leave Königsberg, you should give it back to me. Carl unties the string, and he unwraps the paper wrapping. And inside are handwritten papers, ksav yad, manuscripts. And the chassid could see that it was the Alter Rebbe's own writing. And he saw the first word. It said, Tanya. Now, the chassid had never seen this. The Alter Rebbe had written some kind of papers or a sefer. There was chapters of a book. And nobody had seen it yet. Only the Alter Rebbe is sending this to Carl, and this was the beginning of the Tanya. And Carl starts to look at the papers and read them. And he starts to get very excited. He says, Ruach HaKodesh, Helik, Ruach HaKodesh. This is from Hashem, straight from Hashem, Ruach HaKodesh. mamish the Torah of Mashiach. Beautiful, wonderful. This is special Chassidus, Halik. Hashem's Halikite are in these words. Neshama words. Words for the Yiddish and Neshama to bring a Yid close to Hashem. And he read through the papers, and right then and there, after a few minutes, he gave the package back to the Chassid. And of course, the Chassid did not read the papers. They were only for Carl. He wrapped them back up in the wrapper, and he brought it back to the Alter Rebbe when he came back to Liozne. And he told the Alter Rebbe what happened. And the Alter Rebbe got very excited and got a very big smile, and he looked very pleased. Now, Kenelach, this is almost the end of the story, but the real end of the story, maybe there's two things we should say. The first thing is what's written at the end of the story, that there was a mashpia, the head of the yeshiva in Lubavitch, the yeshiva of the Rebbe Reshab. His name was Reb Shmuel Groinem. He was the head of Chassidus in the yeshiva. And he said that this Karl was one of the 36 hidden tzaddikim. Everybody knows by now that in each time, also in our time, right now, there are 36 tzaddikim that are secret, hidden tzaddikim. Nobody knows they're tzaddikim. If you saw them in the street, you would not think that they're a tzaddik. You might think they're a regular person. In fact, you might think they're a very simple person because they hide their great halakhite, and that's the way that Hashem wants it. They are secret tzaddikim. Nobody figures out that they're a tzaddik. Maybe they know who each other is, but we don't know who they are. And each time and every time, there has to be 36 of these hidden tzaddikim in the world, and the whole world is here in their schus, in their special merit. Carl was a hidden tzaddik. Imagine, a janitor, a cleaner man in a theater, and this man is a tzaddik. Now, the Alter Rebbe sent the Tanya before he printed it. The very beginning of the Tanya, the Alter Rebbe wanted to see what Carl is going to say about the Tanya. And if Carl is going to say it's okay, it means that the Alter Rebbe, that he's going to make the Sefer called the Tanya. And if, let's say, Carl is not going to be happy with it, well, who knows? Maybe the Alter Rebbe wouldn't have given us the Tanya, or maybe changed it or something. He sent this to Carl, that Carl should give his okay on the Tanya. Now, Kenelach, that is the end of the story the way it was written. Now, this is a very interesting thing of Hashgacha Pratis, that this poor teacher, all of a sudden, there came into his house a bag of gold. And from the bag of gold, hardly any was used, which is very interesting. And the Chassid became a businessman, and he became very, very successful. And he kept making all these trips, and this happened over years. And finally, from the whole thing, comes out that he would be a shliach to take the Tanya to Carl in some theater of Königsberg. Everything happens for a reason. I don't know if we can fully understand this story. I certainly can't right now. We'll have to think about it. But it's just very interesting how all of these things in this story happened. Who knows? Maybe for this one thing. Now it says, there's a saying in Chassidus that every neshama comes into the world maybe for a whole lifetime just to do one special mitzvah. Every yid has one special mitzvah, one special thing that is the most special mitzvah of their whole life, and that's the main reason the neshama came down for the whole 120 years. Of course, they did other mitzvahs and learned Torah, but everybody has like that one special thing in their life that is the most special thing that they accomplish, that they do in this world. And the whole life, the main